forth, and like I said, I chose Bobby to share his experience.
Thank you, I'm Bobby, I'm an alcoholic. I don't know if you guys know, but I've only been able to talk for a couple of weeks now. So I'm naturally, I'm a little terrified. Fear, it's amazing how fear ran my whole life. Since I was a kid, right up through to today, still. And only since I've started writing and completed a fifth step is I able to identify it to how much it grabs me and alters my thinking and my behavior. Before, when I just drink and lash out and be an asshole, and things would just spiral out of control and would go on for weeks out of one fear. But now, having to identify it, try to adapt to it, and rectify the situation is a whole different way of thinking now for me. Before, if I didn't know how to do something, I pretend I knew how to do it, and then fuck it up and be mad at you because you caught me doing it, or it wasn't my fault, or fucking something happened. Make up excuses. It was one thing after another. So it's just funny how it affects almost every day of me. It's bizarre to think. I woke up this morning and I go, oh, fuck, I got to speak tonight. And I try not to let that roll my whole day. And then I get sidetracked and stuff, and, you know, things go wrong at work, and I'm going, really? This is a test, right? And then everything seems to work out the way it's supposed to work out. I can't control things. I can't manipulate people to do what I want, so I think I can control things. But it's just a bizarre, and to put my finger on it, it's hard to identify at first what I'm afraid of. And then to try to rectify the situation is another puzzling thing, but I used to just fly off the handle and fucking blame someone for it. Anything to get the attention off me and what I'm afraid of. And it's your fault for presenting this thing to me to make me look stupid. And to solve it, sometimes it takes a couple days. My wife will notice my bizarre behavior, and it's something that has been bothering me for a couple of days that I didn't know the answer to right away. So I said, I'm not going to try to solve this problem. It doesn't need this solving this second, and I'll try to solve it tomorrow. And then in between now and then, I was trying to rectify the problem, and it turns out it wasn't even a problem to begin with. I just thought it was a problem because I didn't have enough information to come up with a judgment on it. So I heard on the radio this morning, I'm going, oh man, how am I going to talk tonight on this? And it's on the radio station, it has What You Should Know on the radio station, and it goes, it was on fear. And so the situation was, if your boss came up to you 3 o'clock in the afternoon and said, listen, Bobby, first thing Monday morning, we got to talk. Because you don't have any information all weekend, you go bad places. I'm getting fired. I'm fucked. It's thinking, you know what I mean? Something's going bad. When it's that's what our brain does because we don't have enough information. So we just fill in the blanks, fill in the blanks, fill in the blanks. And it turns out he wanted to give you a raise. You know what I mean? But we didn't go that way. We went this way instead. So it was just real. That was this morning. And I'm going, really? So even when we were pulling up here, I was like, I'm really good at talking. I go to the other AA meetings and I can talk all I want, but this one really counts. So it really means a lot to me. And to say, I don't want you guys to, I want to say something wrong, incorrect. I don't want to know what Mark's thinking of me right now. He says, you're going to be great, Bobby. And I'm like, okay, maybe. But it's for me to be able to identify now what fear is, or maybe I can't put my finger on it, but I know it's something not right, so I don't jump off the handle just yet and let it play out a little bit. instead of going to the bad place first. It's been improved my sexual relations, my personal relations, my pocketbook, and all those things that are on that writing list, is all of them are fair. And it usually affects all of those for me. I don't behave correctly. I from every aspect, from my wife to work, kids, dog, nothing. The dog will piss me off. What does the dog do? Nothing. So it's just the way the problems present itself that I try to identify. And if I don't have any of the answers, I fill in the blanks and go a little squirrely. And then turns out none of those things were problems to begin with. It was the way I was looking at it. And I didn't just figure that out until I started writing my fourth step. Oh, yeah, fear. Oh, yeah. Inadequacy. Oh, and you go over and you write it over and over and over again. I had a fear of coming to, I wanted to go to a meeting that was open so that I didn't really have to do the steps. And I fought Rob on coming to this meeting. He said it was too late and this, that, and the other thing. So I finally got here. Then it took me 2 years to write. And then I just did my fifth step. And now I wasted all that time on figuring all this out. And now I'm able to solve problems a little better. I get along with my wife way better, my kids, and my bosses, my coworkers, everything. I found myself doing a lot of whatevers now. Yeah, you're going to work outside in the rain all day. Whatever. Right? Not just fuck you, boss. Working in the rain. Whatever. Oh, yeah, I'm sending a guy who sent up a tent for you. See, it worked out so I didn't even have to complain. He sent a guy out there, set up a tent so I could be outside in the rain. I'm like, sweet. So I just found by going through this process with my sponsor has changed the way I think about things. I behave a little more calmer. I don't know how to explain it because I have to do 8 and 9 hours and 10 and 11 and 12 and get a little better at this. But Eric asked me to talk to you on fear, and I know a lot about fear. So that's enough for me. Thank you.